president has initiated Ghost Protocol. If any one of your team is caught, they will be branded terrorists out to incite global nuclear war.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to take an established franchise and both outgross it at the box office and earn better reviews from the critics. It may sound impossible, but WTOP's film critic Jason Fraley reports the stigma of bad sequels will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
The franchise has worn many masks, 4 films, 4 directors, 4 impossible missions. But the latest installment, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, may just be the best. Tom Cruise returns as Ethan Hunt with an array of new spy gadgets, from special contact lenses to sticky gloves that turn him into a virtual Spider-Man. The script has some cliche moments like the backstory of an agent explaining why he left the field, but I was pleasantly surprised by director Brad Bird, who admirably takes the reins from Brian De Palma, John Woo, and J.J. Abrams. It's the first Mission Impossible to truly capture our post-9/11 reality, where the old world meets the new. Special ops vehicles swerve to avoid camels, and GPS devices compete with sandstorms. Guitar. The public gives it a 7.7 on IMDb. The critics give it a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Calling it from both sides of the film spectrum, I'm Jason Fraley, giving it 3.5 stars.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So what's your favorite Mission Impossible movie? Tell us on the WTOP Facebook page. You can also read more on the film's directing techniques and barely hidden political statements at WTOP.com. Search Impossible.